There is a deal to restart the experimental coal-fired power plant in Healy. The agreement was announced today following a flurry of activity by the boards of the two of the state's power utilities and the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority. APRN's Steve Heimel reports.
It was supposed to demonstrate how to burn coal more cleanly for the rest of the country, but it never got past the testing stage. The Healy Clean Coal Plant cost at least $300 million. But the Fairbanks Power Utility balked at actually taking possession of the plant from the state, as Revenue Commissioner Pat Galvin, who chairs the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority, explained at a news conference.
The history of the Healy Clean Coal Plant is one of great promise and great frustration.
The frustration put the whole situation in court and involved other utilities in bidding for the plant after it was shut down in 2000, with Ada holding the bag. The Golden Valley Electric Association said it simply would not work at its advertised efficiency, and the utility only wanted to take it if it could run it without all the clean coal technology, like the coal-fired power plant they already have there. But the economy of power generation is different now. GVEA Chairman Bill Nordmark says the cost of other fuels now dwarfs the difference between conventional and clean coal technology.
At that time, we were paying $11 for oil. We were generating electricity out of our present coal plant, which is conventional, for 3.2 cents a kilowatt. With the clean coal technology, I don't remember the exact number, but I think we were up in around 8 cents. Well, the difference between 3 cents and 8 cents was astronomical to us in those days. Well, things have changed.
The agreement also involves the Homer Electric Association, which was ready to take the plant off Ada's hands after Golden Valley balked. Under this deal, Homer Electric gets half the power from the plant, starting in 2014, and Nordmark says the utility will also share the risk of the new technology.
There's a big risk in starting this plant. It's never really been run commercially. There's a lot of risk in running coal plants, and we still have that risk. It'll be shared with Homer and makes it much more palatable to both of our parties.
The lawsuit will stay in place until the deal is completely worked out. That pending litigation was cited as the reason that all three boards took the agreement up in executive sessions yesterday, according to Homer Electric Chairwoman Deb Debenham.
The reason it was in executive session was because there are legal documents that are in place that we're all bound by, and other items that cannot be discussed in open session.
The executives pointed out that the actual votes did take place in open session after the executive sessions were ended. Golden Valley gets the coal plant for $50 million, which it is borrowing from Ada. It also gets a $45 million line of credit to use in starting it up. Galvin said they hope to be generating power within 6 to 18 months. The plant would add 50 megawatts to the rail belt's generation capacity. In Anchorage, I'm Steve Heimel.